All right, well, let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first order of business tonight is the minutes from the April 14th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make a motion to accept the April 14th minutes.
Second.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. If two monthly revenue reports, both from planning, one for February of this year and one for March of this year. The February is $9,573. The March one is $38,907.50. Do I have a motion to accept those revenue reports?
So moved.
I'll second.
Joe.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. No correspondence this evening. The first agenda item, it was postponed over from a previous meeting, and it's consideration of the final draft SDGIS for the rezoning. Are there any comments?
I have questions, I guess.
Sure.
If we pass this tonight,
yep.
Do the changes have to be, if I have some changes that I would like to put into it. If the changes have to be done before the next meeting or at the next meeting?
Paul, you're on mute. Could you answer that?
Pardon me?
Well, I can. Sorry. Hello, everybody. It's David Cooper, serving as your special counsel for this matter. Mr. Lunas, just to clarify the question, are you referring to changes to the draft GEIS or changes to the zoning or comprehensive plan amendments that are being considered?
Well, I was under the impression that they're married. If you've changed the paper, it also, and then we could change the law. Could we change the law without changing the study?
So the study. So I'll back up. So what you're studying is the change in the law and the changes in the comprehensive plan. That would be the action.
Right.
Through the CEQA review process, the action may change, may modify as you get comments, as you start compiling your studies, so that ultimately what you adopt may be different than what you started looking at in the beginning. Those changes can occur during the process and are not married to the document that's in front of you, the GEIS. But if you're saying you have comments, you believe that the GEIS that's before you is not complete enough to start the public review process to get comments on what your studies, that's a different question. If you're saying, I think we should consider some changes to the amendments, the zoning amendments and the comprehensive plan amendments, that can occur as the process moves forward.
Just so I understand what
you're
saying.
I think you
said yes. Yeah, I just to make sure I understood what you're saying. What you're saying is if, as a result of having the public hearing or further discussion among the board, we are going to provide some kind of different action, a modified action, then those updates to the EIS would be incorporated at that time and would go into a final EIS.
Final EIS.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Did we get the same answer from our lawyer?
What's that?
Did we get the same answer from our lawyer?
He is our lawyer.
I am your lawyer, but you can ask Paul too.
I thought you were with the other company.
No, David is our lawyer for this action.
Oh, okay.
So if we change any of the
Now I'm not confused as I was a minute ago.
Got it.
If we change any of the zoning uses, that would be the same that yes. could you go after?
After, yes. exactly.
That you would incorporate that in the EIS. And and just to describe that mechanism, because I've seen that kind of handled in other ones, not necessarily in town actions, but in applicant actions, what you can do is in the EIS, what you end up having is alternatives being proposed to the original zoning action. And then those different alternatives have their own environmental observations associated with them. It could say that this alternative provides, say, less of an impact in the following areas, or it provides more of an impact in the following areas. That's the way that works, right, David?
That's correct. That's correct.
So the answer to your question, Richie, I'm sorry, I was a little long-winded, but the answer is yes. You could propose changes in use in that same method, and so that would go into an alternative proposal and with any associated environmental observations about it.
Right. Now you can't do that until you accept the DGEIS as adequate right. for public comment. Because you got to start open up the process, right?
So, okay. Right. So you understand.
And that starts the process for both public comment and further comments and decisions on our part, right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. And we get more input from the residents and.
Right. Well, that's what the public hearing okay. is for. So yes.
Yeah. I feel better. All right.
Okay. Any further discussion? All right. So I'll propose that we accept the current draft, supplementary draft GIEIS as adequate for proceeding and set the public hearing for May 26th. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion. Ed Jessup will second the motion.
Okay, so on this one, I think I want to poll to make sure we get all the votes. So I'll vote yes. Ed?
Yes.
Joe? Yeah.
Yes, with those caveats, yes.
Okay, Gary?
Yes.
And Richie?
Yeah, now I'm in agreement.
Okay. All right, thank you. So that passes. Thanks. Next up is...
good night, all.
Good night, David.
All right, yeah, thanks, David. I'm sorry. So the next up, we have five separate resolutions for proposed changes to the zoning code. The purpose of each of these resolutions is to set a public hearing for June 9th for review. I distributed these at our last meeting. I haven't really gotten any comments or changes. I think Joe gave me a couple of small changes with respect to incentive zoning, so I've incorporated those. So we'll just go through them one at a time. The first one is the modifications to solar energy systems. Do I have a motion to?
I'll make that motion, Joe Luna.
Okay.
Ed Jessup will second Joe's motion on the solar.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next is standards for special permits.
I'll make a motion to accept special permits for public hearing for June 9th.
I'll second that, Richie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. The third is for the ethics board. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion, Joe Luna.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Alan.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to recuse myself because I might be the liaison on that?
No.
No. Okay. Then I'm voting for it, obviously.
Okay. Incentive zoning. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make that motion for the incentive zoning.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next is a resolution to accept the annual financial report for the town of LaGrange. This is, just to remind you, this is the financial report that gets put together documenting all of the financials for last year and gets submitted to the state comptroller's office per law. It's available and sitting on the conference room table in the meeting room that we have for the town boards for your perusal. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to accept that.
I'll second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Next up is Grand Vue Water District, and we have a consideration of awarding the bid. Wanda and or Greg, do you want to comment on this?
Sure. Just real quick, just mm-hmm. want to remind the board, back in 2019, the town board approved a map plan and report for this project. The total map plan and report cost was $949,900. Mm-hmm. That includes construction, engineering, and legal. The construction estimate back in 2019 was $805,000. We bid the job both as an open cut and as a directional drill. The Bellamy construction bid came in as the lowest bidder, and we are doing it as a directional drill, which is really great for a lot of the residents. It'll be minimal restoration work to their yards. I've been talking to many of them out there, and they're relieved to hear it's, you know, being proposed that way. So full cost for Bellamy is $690,930, which is lower than our construction estimate and the borrowing we have done. And if I don't know if the board has any questions, but Greg and I both support the award of this contract.
Yeah, I just, if you don't mind, Wanda, very quickly, what are they actually doing? What is the scope of what they're doing? I know you're drilling, but...
So the scope of the work is to replace the 54-year-old water distribution system out there. The way it'll be constructed is that the pipe, the water main, will be installed so that we don't disrupt the relatively newly paved road. And when after the pipe goes in along Johnson, down Lorraine, and up a few backyards up in South Cross that are in the Grand Vue Water District, that water main will be tested, pressure tested, chlorinated, flushed, all of that. That gets submitted to the Department of Health. Once the Department of Health gives us authorization to operate that, then we'll go through service by service, connecting people to the new main. So we'll be replacing their curb stop, which is actually it's a homeowner's responsibility to maintain that curb stop. But we figured if we're going through and replacing this, many of them are very old and it makes sense to let them start fresh. So we're going to replace their curb stop connected to their existing service to their home, and also obviously replace the service line to the new main. The services on the other side of Johnson that are opposite where the water main is going, those are going to be bored underneath the road as well. So that's kind of
like
the
27 homes up there, right? Something like that.
I think it's
49 or 50.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's 53 benefit units, but there's the one apartment. So I think it's 49 homes.
Okay. No, that's fine. Thank you.
And just to remind the board, you guys had also approved amending this map plan and report back in 2020. We rehabilitated the two wells successfully. And so that work's been completed. So all that's really left to get this district completely redone, because we did the pump house back in 2012, I believe. Yeah. This is the last phase. You know, it served the town well for 54 years, so.
Ed Jessup will make the motion to.
I'll second that, Joe Luna.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thanks, Wanda.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wanda.
Thank you.
Next up is an item related to promoting Joanna Jackson to senior account clerk.
Building inspector.
Did I miss something?
Yeah.
Oh, building inspector's report. I'm sorry. This is the usual request from the building department. Somebody put in a application for a building permit for replacing the roof, paid a bunch of fees, and has withdrawn the request. So as is normal, we're returning most of it, but not all of it, and retaining the usual administrative fee. Do I have a motion?
Ed Jessup will make the motion to return the $115.
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Carried. And so now we're going to talk about the next item, which has to do with promoting Joanna Jackson to senior account clerk. She took the county exam for senior account clerk and scored number one on the list for the county. As a result, she has gotten attention by other municipalities in the county, and I'm recommending that we promote her to this title and increase her hourly rate to $24.53. She's a really important member of our building team, and we really can't afford to lose anyone in the building department right now, and certainly not her. So I highly recommend it. Do I have a motion?
Joe Luna will make that motion.
Do I have a second?
Second by Gary.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, thank you. We'll move on to committee reports. Anything from the CAC?
Not really a report. If you all know, Rolf is leaving the county, so he won't be on the committee anymore.
Okay.
I think he's resigned. Do we want to send them some kind of a letter or something?
We can do that, yeah. You want to draft something for us?
And we can.
No. Did you want to draft something, and maybe we could vote on it at the next meeting, and I'll sign it on behalf of the town board?
Proclamation.
Proclamation.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you do that?
I should do that.
I'll help you, Joe.
Okay. Okay. Good. I was going to say, because I'm going to get somebody to help me there. All right.
I'll help you.
That would be fine.
Great. Anything else?
Do it.
Anything from Highway?
The salt shed's looking good.
Yes, it is.
Presses are going up. They're moving along.
Salt shed's looking great.
Yeah, it really is moving along quite well. Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Recreation?
No.
Open space?
No.
Any town board comments at this time? Anything from the town attorney?
No.
Do I have a motion open for public comment?
So moved. Adjusted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Are there any questions or comments from the public? If you wish to speak, please do.
Hi, it's Susan Cavey and Tori Close speaking. Can you explain what's going on with Johnson Road? Because we didn't know that. I thought there was no water east of the Taconic, public water east of the Taconic.
No, there's actually a water system that was put in for that neighborhood, Susan, some 50 years ago when it was actually first built. Wanda, was it? Oh, I got Wanda left. I'm sorry. My recollection is that I can't remember actually whether it was private water system originally and then turned over to the town. That would be my guess. Is that right, Joe?
Yes, that's what it was.
See,
the same thing as my development. A small the developer created the district by building the whole system and the water supply.
Right.
And I was surprised it was only 50 years ago, but yeah, it's
there are a couple of these in the town, as well as some that were never turned over, as a matter of fact. And so that's the nature of it. For whatever reason, when the developer put those houses in, he chose to put in a central set of pumps and a distribution center to supply water to those houses. And because it was a developer doing it, he only supplied it to the houses he was building. And so it didn't go to any of the existing houses that were in
there. I think it was because there were small lots.
What's the source of the water?
There's a pump station down at the bottom of down in the lower end of Johnson Road that's operated and maintained by the town. It has a couple of wells.
So it's not town water per se.
It is town water because when at some point the town took over operation of it, so it is town water to serve that existing district that existed.
So the water,
it's right in your backyard,
the ground, inside the, like a well, it's not coming from the ground.
Yes.
It's piped in somehow.
No, it's a well that is drilled in the ground, just like the well in your backyard. It's just somewhat larger and produces more water. It operates exactly the same way. It's just it just operates and gets sent to those. And just for, so you know, when I started the job here, I took a tour of all the water and sewer facilities, and I had exactly the same reaction when I found out that was there. I went, really? I didn't know that. So. It was a surprise to me as well. There are a couple of those that were originally put in by developers. And as Joe said, it's probably because they were putting houses on relatively small lots. Mm-hmm. And because they were absorbing the entire cost of it, they only provided it to the towns or to the houses that they were building.
So did they receive water bills from the town?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. At this point, they're managed just like any other water district.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment that even a small water system like that is monitored by state regulations, which probably most people who have their own wells do not do.
Right. Right. Because it's a public water supply, it has regular testing and monitoring and treatment and all that kind of thing. Just like if it was serving, I don't know, 800 homes.
And what was Wanda's comment about two wells that had been rectified?
I don't know what the right word to use. I guess rehabilitated is the word. They had some issues, and that we had to do some rather extensive maintenance on them last year.
But these are private citizen. I mean, this was not the Johnson Road water.
No, it's the Johnson Road.
No, it's exactly the same district we're talking about. What she's saying is that because this system was built back in the 70s, it is aging. And some number of years ago, they replaced the entire pump station that's down in there. And then last year, we did some rehabilitation and reconditioning of the wells. And this year, we're updating the 54-year-old pipe, which fairly frequently breaks and causes disruption and so forth.
So any of us who are over 50 and our personal pipes are breaking, is the town going to rehab us too?
We won't be doing anything for any pipe in your yard or mine, no.
Not the yard. I'm talking about my personal body.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to fund that either, though.
Okay, I'm just questioning. That's it, just questioning.
Excellent question. It might be good for us all, but...
yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
The town might want to consider that, okay?
All right, thanks. Anything else from anybody?
That was fun.
I had a question. It's Dieter. How you doing, guys?
I'm good, Dieter. How are you?
Good. You know, a while back, I went to a meeting, and there was a bunch of folks over by the old Amer farm who were pretty upset about the odors from the CBD oil farm over there.
Yep.
And just where did that end up? Anywhere? I think you came back, and basically the state said there's nothing you can do, correct?
That's not quite true. I'm struggling with how to answer that question in less than 4.5 hours.
No.
They have a state issued permit to grow and process on the premises. The town has no authority to revoke or ignore that, of course. The buildings that are being put up, however, because they are being used by workers, are subject to building permit and building code and safety concerns, which the town has been focusing on rather strongly over the last some number of months. There is some outstanding and lingering questions about whether the processing that takes place on that location can include processing product that is grown off premises, and if so, what the restrictions and conditions of that are, which we're in the final stages of verifying and making sure we understand how that works from an ags and markets perspective. And they are in front of the planning board to get approvals for site plan and the building permits and all that kind of stuff. So the town is reviewing all the applicable regulations that we can apply, but there are some that the state controls as well. To throw even more confusion into it, like we all needed that, the recent legislation that was passed in Albany that most everybody has heard about, legalizing marijuana, establishes a new administrative body called the Cannabis Management Board, I believe. And in addition to that organization being responsible for drafting all the regulations related to the legalization of marijuana, they will also be responsible for drafting all the regulations that govern hemp growing and production as well. Those organizations have just been created. And so I don't think anybody anticipates that the regulations that are ultimately going to govern both the marijuana industry as well as the hemp industry in New York are likely to be completed until probably sometime near the end of this year.
Okay, thank you.
So we're both trying to regulate based on the current environment, knowing that in probably less than a year, that whole environment is going to be revamped and replaced with something else then that we don't know what it's going to be.
I'm just throwing this out there. I was just Googling because I felt bad for those people. It's horrible in the summer. You can't even go outside. But I looked like out in California and Colorado, they've got a lot of these farms, but they grow it in greenhouses. And at the end of the greenhouse, they have a big charcoal filter. And, you know, we got a pretty short growing season. There are some massive greenhouses, and these guys sound like they're going to be making a lot of money. I wonder if that's something we could encourage them to do.
We can encourage them to do anything we want to do, but requiring them is a completely different lift, unfortunately.
Yep.
And again, I have a feeling that all of those things are going to be evaluated and looked into as they're going to now move forward with this these regulations in a permanent fashion. As you probably are aware, that growing was part of a New York State pilot program that's been running for the last 3 years, I believe.
Right.
And so we hope that the state has learned from the pilot program, since that's the purpose of having a pilot program.
Yeah.
And has learned that the complaints that they've gotten have been across the state have been limited mostly to the fields that are been in close proximity to concentrated housing developments, and not from ones that are out in what we might more routinely believe is traditional farm country. And my hope is that they have learned from the experience, but I don't know.
Will the town of LaGrange be able to give its opinion about any of the upcoming state regulations or not? I mean, can you as town supervisor say to the state, here are our concerns for this community in LaGrange, the smell, the whatever the issues are?
I think probably the best approach to that would be for us to pass those concerns on to our legislators. And I've had multiple conversations with them over the last couple of years, but I can remind them of that and ask how that process will take place with the new body that just got created. I don't know what the process for new state agencies creating new regulations, whether there's a public comment period and all that at all. I just don't really know how those regulations take place. I can tell you that this new body is going to be creating all of those different regulations. And I can also tell you that it sits organizationally under the ABC, which is the organization that regulates alcohol. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My guess is some of those regulations are going to look very familiar, and they're going to be similar to the alcohol regulations, where, you know, you have to be this old and you need a license to do this, and this is how you go about getting it and from what state agency and all that kind of thing. But we're really going to have to wait. Like I said, I would be very surprised if that we've been told that we shouldn't expect any of that to be in place, and therefore anyone being issued any kind of a license to do anything with any of this until sometime early next year. Anything else?
Ed Jessup will make a motion to close the public comment session.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay. Thanks, folks.
Oh, no.
Arlington. I have a motion to adjourn.
No, excuse me.
Yeah.
Arlington Alumni Association, I emailed you.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, they contacted us. They want to have a waiver for Freedom Park for a fundraiser for Arlington student that's in need. They do it every year.
It's a fundraiser?
Unfortunately, her email didn't come through, so I just sent a memo to the board.
Okay, and it's a fundraiser?
Yeah. Yes.
And we've done this in the
past. They raised $1,500 for a needy student at Arlington.
And we've done this in the past, right, Christine?
Yes, just last year we didn't do it. That's
all right. Do I have a motion to waive the fee for the...
Make the motion to
waive. Richie's making the motion. Joe is seconding. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn now. Stay safe, everyone.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
Richie made the second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay. Thanks, folks.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone.